On arriving at this site, you may have noticed the fantastic views of the surrounding countryside from here. This is a hill, big and wide enough to allow constructions to be built. Many of the people who have populated these lands thought that very same. But who was here first? The first hill occupations date back to an unspecified time in the Bronze Age, possibly from the latter stage, let's say the 2nd millennium BC, but it was in the Iron Age when a walled town or oppidum was built on top of the mountain. The oppidum was an Iberian settlement dating between the 6th and the 1st centuries BC of over 2,500 metres squared. That, due to its strategic location, controlled most of the coastal plain to the north of the Mijares River. As a result of the Roman conquest, the Magdalena Hill was abandoned and it was not inhabited again until the Hispano-Muslim period. Medieval documentation reports that the existence of a first castle towards the end of the 11th century, known as Castiglione Ripa di Mare, of which little archaeological evidence remains. In fact, most of the currently visible structures correspond to an Almohad period castle from the second half of the 12th century, which was the district capital until conquered by James I's troops in 1233. This king divided the territory of the Castel Vell among his lords. The Fadrel farmhouse became property of the Calatrava order. Almasora was donated to the Bishop of Tortosa and Castel Vell to Nuno Sanz de Roseo, resulting in the dismantling of the Hispanic Muslim administrative system and the birth of the current municipal district of Castello de la Plana and Almasora. In 1251, Castel Vell was owned by Ximen Pérez de Ranos, lieutenant of the king and the person who James I granted the transfer privilege, a document that allowed the Christian population of Castel Vell to move to the plain. The place that was chosen to settle down in was the Binarabe farmstead, which over the 13th century gave rise to the town of Castello. This event marked the beginning of the Castel Vell's decline, as it gradually lost its population until it was completely abandoned in the first third of the 14th century. In fact, municipal documentation reports that the land inside Castel Vell was already being ploughed in 1326, and this had been archaeologically confirmed after finding late medieval agricultural terraces in the Albacara. Let's talk about the fortress structure at the next stop, located at panel number 1.